Presbyterian. If you're visiting this morning, I'm Ben Walker. I'm the minister. Hopefully, though, everybody should have name badges. If you manage to get in without a name badge, you can get one a bit later on. If you're visiting with us this morning, or if you're online with us, you're especially welcome. It's great to have you join with us. So hopefully you've got a name badge, and it's a great opportunity to get to know people around you. If you don't know their names, or if you've forgotten their names, or if you never got that chance over 20 years to figure out what their name was and it's too late to ask, you can do it. Oh, of course, I knew that all along. So it's a great chance to chat to people and welcome folks around you. Do stick around afterwards. We're going to have a picnic lunch. I think the weather is just going to brighten up slightly. It's going to be dry. It's going to brighten up, maybe. And there's coffee and there's buns afterwards. So do stick around afterwards. And even if you haven't got your picnic lunch, do stick around for coffee and buns just outside there or around about the church. It is obviously a big weekend this weekend. We've got a couple of days off, thanks to the platinum celebrations of Queen Elizabeth, 70 years as Queen of the United Kingdom. She's been given out honours, as she does every year, and this year, one of our members, Ronnie Smith, has received the British Empire Medal for services to hockey. Ronnie, we're giving you a wave, and we're giving a big round of applause. We're saying, Liz, you should get the award too for 51 years of standing by the hockey pitches. But well done, Ronnie. That's tremendous. That's tremendous. So it's the Platinum Jubilee. But in the church, we're also celebrating an even bigger anniversary today. Last week, when we were gathering, we remembered how Jesus, after he died and rose again, ascended to heaven as the King who sits on the throne. Now, the Queen has been the Queen of the United Kingdom for 70 years, but Jesus is King everywhere for all time. And every year on this Sunday, this time of year, we celebrate what we call Pentecost. We look back to the day nearly 2,000 years ago, not just 70 years, but 2,000 years ago, when God's Spirit came and gathered people from lots of different countries and backgrounds and languages to be King Jesus people into what we call the church. So we celebrate that anniversary today, and we celebrate the fact that God still does that by his Spirit. So we're gathering, but just as a few of millions, maybe billions of people in every country across the world. And we want to welcome people from every background to gather with us in the name of Jesus as we share life together with him. So you are all welcome here. As we begin, we're going to pray and then we're going to sing. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for your love for us in Jesus, your Son. We praise you that you sent your Holy Spirit at Pentecost, and he still fills our lives and our hearts today. Help us to know that you are powerfully present with us. May we be filled with awe and with joy and with hope as we worship in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to stand and sing Be Thou My Vision. Let's stand and sing and praise Jesus together. Thank you. So as I said, today we're celebrating Pentecost. We're a bit of an anniversary, so we've got last-minute balloons. You can see that. Hopefully you're able to see the screen. I had to tiptoe just to see the words above the balloons. And there's balloons to take away afterwards, guys, for anyone who wants them. We're all staying in together this morning. But we're remembering how God's Spirit came on Jesus' disciples those hundreds of years ago and gathered people from lots of different countries and backgrounds to be King Jesus' people. And we're going to hear that story. We're going to hear it read to us, but I think we're going to join in a little bit too. So we've got some readers for this.
Yes, we are really excited that we get to read this story together. Are you excited you get to be part of this story? Are you excited you get to be part of this story? Good, this will go better like this. Okay, so there are a few actions, there are a few things to do, and there's a few things to read as we go through. You'll be guided through by the screen, but there's some actions we'll just do a little bit of a practice for. So the first thing you'll need to do, whenever we hear about the sound of a mighty wind, I need you to blow as if making a wind sound. So after three, one, two, three. Great, yes, that's it. Really, really loud, really hard. Blow hard enough to knock the balloons off the stage. Then there's going to be a little bit later on when we start reading about people coming from all over different parts of the world. And we get there, we want you to do a mumble sound, a low mumble. Now, I was taught this week to do a mumble sound, you just say, rhubarb, 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 rhubarb. Okay, so you need to keep going with that until we say something together. So let's do our practice with our mumbling. Rhubarb, 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 rhubarb. Oh, lovely. Great. If you say it loud enough, maybe some rhubarb will sprout up outside in the garden. Then there's a couple of things to read together. One thing on the screen. And then whenever we get to the bit about the prophet Joel making an announcement, we want to make like a trumpet sound as if we're sort of making a big announcement. So it's a... Okay, so we want to do two of those. Okay, so let's practice. Oh, fabulous. These are brilliant. Great. Well, let's go and hear the story together.
On the day of Pentecost, all the Lord's followers were together in one place.
Suddenly, there was a noise from heaven like the sound of a mighty wind. It filled the house where they were meeting.
Then they saw what looked like fiery tongues moving in all directions, and a tongue came and settled on each person there.
The Holy Spirit took control of everyone, and they began speaking whatever languages the Spirit let them speak.
Many religious Jews from every country in the world were living in Jerusalem. And when they heard this noise, a crowd gathered.
But they were surprised because they were hearing everything in their own languages.
They were excited and amazed and said,
"Don't all those who are speaking come from Galilee? Then why do we hear them speaking in our very own languages?"
"Some of us are from Parthia, Media, and Elam.
Others are from Mesopotamia, Judea,
Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia,
Phrygia, Pamphylia,
parts of Libya and Cyrene,
Rome, Crete, and Arabia.
And some of us were born Jews.
Others have chosen to be Jews. And yet,
we hear them using our own language to tell the wonderful things God has done."
Everyone was excited and confused. Some of them kept asking each other,
"What does all this mean?"
Others made fun of the Lord's followers.
They are drunk.
Peter stood with the 11 apostles and spoke in a loud and clear voice to the crowd.
"Friends and everyone else living in Jerusalem, listen carefully to what I have to say. You're wrong to think that these people are drunk. After all, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning.
But this is what God led the prophet Joel to say.
Do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do.
"When the last days come, I will give my spirit to everyone. Your sons and daughters will prophesy.
Your young men will see visions, and your old men will have dreams. In those days, I will give my spirit to my servants, both men and women, and they will prophesy. I will perform miracles in the sky above and wonders on the earth below. There will be blood and fire and clouds of smoke. The sun will turn dark and the moon will be as red as blood before the great and wonderful day of the Lord appears. And all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved."
Well, thank you very much for helping us get into the story of Pentecost, and all of you for joining in. Now, one of the things that happened that day was that, as we heard, people who spoke lots of different languages heard the message that Peter and the apostles were speaking in their own language. They were able to understand Peter in their own heart language, and it showed that being Jesus' people is for people from any language, any part of the world. A couple of years ago, when we were in lockdown, exactly this time of year, we produced a video. It's of different members of our church family saying the Lord's Prayer, but in different languages. Often it's their heart languages, a language they grew up speaking. Sometimes it's a language they knew because they spent time in that country. It does actually begin with Gordon speaking biblical Greek, and Gordon isn't 2,000 years old quite. But watch this and listen to this. As it gets going, you'll hear the Lord's Prayer said in 16 different languages all at once. You can imagine what would it have been like just among some different people at Pentecost when, having heard it in their own language, they were praying and speaking in their own language. Watch this.
Pater imon, fuentis oranis. Αγιαστήτω το όνομά σου. Ετέτω η βασιλεία σου.
Βάζω
μα
βόλου
μην αγαπησίσαι
να μη μα
βόλου
μα μίλη ένα
Είμαι το ρίγρο, είμαι το ρεάχνο με διαμούρια. Το δαμάκου ακούω, όταν ωραία βέντε Ibe kago ngukudi, ota ore abe kago kuigoro, oto he omode yesito si abo tuigana, na oto here mehia maito, ota ore iju toha gerare amatu ihagia, nubatu are magerido, na oto nukagie oruine, yudu damaki nuangu, ona inya, ona kugosuo. Amen.
Wasn't that amazing? Oh goodness. Wasn't that amazing to see and hear? Following that, let's all of us say the Lord's Prayer together. It's going to be on English on the screens. We can follow on together. If you want to say it in a different language, you go for it. But we'll say this together. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Well as hearing and speaking in lots of different languages, what actually happened that day at Pentecost was that people from different backgrounds became Jesus' people, became part of the church, became the big family of God, with God as our Father. And after the story that we heard read just earlier, we hear what things happened in church, in that early church. Matthew is going to come and read to us the next little bit of the story from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47, which describes what the early church did and what it was like, what they devoted themselves to. As he does, I want you to listen out at the beginning for four things that they did, four things they devoted themselves to. Matthew, come and read Acts 2, 42 to 47 for us.
Today's reading is taken from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of the bread and to the prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common, selling their possessions and goods. They gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
Matthew, thank you. We're going to think about those verses in a few minutes, but first we're going to sing. We're going to stand and sing a couple of songs. They've both got actions with them. Our God is a great big God, and we are the church. So be ready to do the actions. We'll have some folks. I think we've got some Rice people at the front who are going to do some actions for us and lead us in that, but we can all join in. Let's stand and sing. Just for a moment, let me say one or two announcements about things coming up. Just a reminder in terms of a Tuesday break and a trip to Hillsborough Castle and in Christian Aid Week. If you can get your Tuesday break slips in today or your Christian Aid giving in today. But also remember, we've got a sponsored walk coming up on the 19th. That's 2 weeks' time. So you can sponsor or you can come and walk straight after the service on the 19th up Sleeve Croob. So sign up for that. And the details of that with Ian at the front here or on the table out there. And just to let you know, too, next week, we've also got an all-age service, our ARC service. So the guys from ARC and JCBs and Bible Class will be involved with leading us and the leaders too. Carl wants me to let you know that a couple of things will look a little bit different next week. So tea and coffee will be served when you're arriving at church. So you get tea and coffee on the way in. And if you can have your own reusable mug, do bring that along. If you've got it at home, we encourage you to bring your own reusable mug. So come and have tea and coffee as we begin. Secondly, during the service, we're going to be using a physical copy of the Bible and completing an online quiz. So we encourage you to bring your own Bible and bring your own device. So bring your own Bible, bring your own phone or device so that you can be looking it up and doing the quiz as we go. So bring those next week. And also, we're talking about having a picnic this week. We're going to have a picnic next week too. It's like double whammy of eating outside. So do bring your own lunch, food and drinks, and weather permitting, we'll enjoy food outside next week too. So that's all for next Sunday. But we're saying this week that God's Spirit brought people from different backgrounds to trust and follow King Jesus and be his people. And we heard when Matthew read four things, I don't know if you picked them up, four things that they devoted themselves to. And we might say on this anniversary Sunday of Pentecost, on this kind of birthday Sunday, that there were four gifts that God's Spirit gave to the church for them to unwrap and enjoy. And I was thinking, it's an anniversary, it's a bit of a birthday. We've been singing some songs, doing some actions. We've got lots of balloons up. It's been a little while since we've done Pass the Parcel, hasn't it? So I've got some presents here. We're going to do a little Pass the Parcel. I've got four gifts here. So here we go. Gene, I'm going to start this one off with you here. But you can't keep it. You've got to pass it, okay, when the music goes, Gene, okay? When the music goes. When the music goes, Gene, okay. That could have been a cue. It sounded like a cue, but it wasn't a cue. Sorry. David's going to start off with you there. There we are. What have we got? We're going to go down the back. It's going to come up. Oh, Jim, I'm going to start with you on the back row here. Is that all right? You're going to pass it along there. You pass it along to Christine there. And it can wind its way up the middle here. Is that all right? Craig, go on. You start with that one there. It goes up. You don't keep it. It goes up. Great. So the music's going to go. Let's go. Pass it on. How are we getting on here? Yep. Great. So if you've got the present, you unwrap a layer. Where are we? Just take a layer off. Barbara, you got a layer there, very good. Marvellous. Just tuck the paper under your chair, I'll clear that up later. We've got some experienced unwrappers up here. Diane, did I wrap them up too? Oh, well, you can. Great, so we've got one layer off. It's time to go again, Gary. Let's go again, let's move it up. Where are we? Oh, Andrew's got one in the middle here. Jean, quick bit of unwrapping. How are we doing? Who's got it over there? Oh, Amanda's got one over there. Oh, Margaret, I'd say you're a good present unwrapper there. Is there still another layer? Still another layer? How are we doing? Great, we're all unwrapped. Okay, I think we've got one more go. One more go, Gary. One more go with the girl from Ipanema. Oh, there we go. Right, hold it there. Don't get unwrapping yet. So, we've got four presents here. We're going to take them one at a time. So, what have we got? Who's got the blue one? Maureen, do you want to come up? No, you don't, really. I could tell by your face, Maureen. Unwrap it for me here. Let's see what we've got. Amazon delivery here. I think the other side there. There we are. What have we got? We've got a Bible. Great. So, it's fresh from Amazon delivery. There we are. The first thing that those disciples in the church devoted themselves to, we're told, was the apostles' teaching. I'll pop that there. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. The disciples taught the church all about what Jesus had done, what they'd seen of Jesus and what they heard of Jesus, and how Jesus was at the heart of the big story from the very first book, Genesis, which was written hundreds of years before, to the very last book, Revelation, which one of those disciples would just go on to write a few years later. They taught them the teaching of the Bible and how Jesus was at the center of it all. And so we say as a church too, that the teaching of the Bible from start to finish, centered on Jesus, is really important to us as we seek to be God's people. It's God's powerful words by his Spirit to us today, and it still speaks to us today. Even in the last few weeks, we're thinking about Esther and how relevant that book is to us today. It teaches us about who Jesus is and how we live for him, life with Jesus as our King. That's why we open it on a Sunday and think about it. That's why we open it in the Ark and in JCBs and in Bible class and in Red Youth Fellowship and in our life groups. And when the elders meet, we think about it all the time and apply it to our lives. And we encourage one another to read it regularly. So we say this book is how God, by his Spirit, wants to shape us to be his people and know life in all its fullness, life with Jesus. So they devoted themselves to this teaching, and we value it as a church. Right, who's got the second present? Where are we? Who's got the brown one? Who's got the tan, brown, golden one there? Oh, marvelous, great. Oh, come around. You get opening there. Let's see what we've got. Actually, Ilira, do you want to come up? Come on up. No. Oh, yeah, come on up, and we'll show them. Come on up and show them. Yes, a round of applause. Let's sit on here. This mirror is a holding up. You sit down here and go for it. It's like Christmas, isn't it? Great, so what's in there? What's in there? That's a bit fun, isn't it? So we've got a cutout of a person here. We'll put that box there. I'm going to need you to help me here just a moment, because the second thing they devoted themselves to, here, we'll stand up here a moment, is it's called the fellowship. That's being people together. So here we've got a cutout of one person, but actually, oh, it's lots of people joined together. Hey, can you hold the end of that? So they devoted themselves to, it's called the fellowship, or being family, being people joined together. And they realized that being church wasn't just about one person, but it's about being lots of people together. So they shared life together. Lyra, thanks very much. Here. Oh, do you think this will stand up? No. Never mind. You're going to take a seat. Thanks very much. Being Jesus people didn't just mean they were on their own and connected with Jesus. It meant they were connected with one another as a church. And that was a great gift of God's Spirit to them, and that was really important to them. They shared life together. They were a family. They did things together. So as a church, we really value being together and doing things together. We really value having people join with us as we gather. We really value people being able to join us online, even if they can't be here with us. And how we've learned that again and again over the pandemic, how important it is to be together. And we say that coming together week after week to worship God and to be together is really important and really helpful for us in living life. And we have lots of different ways and organizations and groups where people come together, and we want to develop that more and more, what it is to be people together. So church is not really about I so much as we. Sometimes that's not easy, is it? Because sometimes sharing life together in families and one big family is a bit difficult with other people. Sometimes we don't always get on. But it's a God-given challenge to help us love and be more like him. So fellowship, life together, we really value that as a church. Another gift. Right, who's got the third present? It's green. Oh, Sandra, great, come on up. Oh, fabulous. So, Sandra, what have we got in here?
Pair of shoes.
Not mine. Sandra, you got... Oh, we got lunch. So we've got lunch in here. So we've got food. Sandra, I'm going to... You can take the mini Oreos and share those with Gordon. Great. And I'll take the bread. That's marvellous. So we've got food. So we're told that
The third thing they devoted themselves to was breaking bread. Now, on one hand, we're told that they ate together and they shared food together. So whether it was bread or other things they ate, as they shared life, as they were a fellowship of people, they shared food together. And we love that too, don't we? And we find it so important. Whether we're sharing coffee and buns after church, or the people at Red are sharing pizza, or the people at Tiny Tots are having juice and coffee and snacks and chatting away, or we're going to people's homes for dinners, or we're meeting in coffee shops. Sharing around food, sharing life and relationship is really important. Do come and join us for food this week and next. But when they broke bread like this, it probably also means not just having food and chat together, but also that they have that special meal we call communion together. They broke bread and they drank wine together as they remembered what Jesus had done for them, how he died, how he'd given his body and his blood for them. They made that a really important thing as Jesus' family, to remember what he'd done for them, to look back on that and to look forward to all the promise and the hope it meant for them. So that's what we do regularly. We're going to do it again as a church family at the end of this month, to break bread and share in this meal, to look back on what Jesus has done and to look forward. And to know as we do it, Jesus strengthens us. A bit like food strengthens us physically, as we do this, Jesus strengthens us in faith. So we really value eating and sharing and remembering and being strengthened together. One last present. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread. And there's one more. Where's the purple one? Who's got the purple one? Oh, Noah, come on up. Come on up. Great man, Noah. Great man. You're like, Noah, you're like this. Your parents won't, but you will. Oh, let's go for it. Go for it. Good man, good man. Open it up. What's, oh. Shall I hold that? I'll take the box. What is it now? It's a phone. It's all right. It's broken, actually. It's not very good. Sorry. But, no, thanks very much. I'll throw that. You go and grab a seat there. Thank you. So we've got a phone. Well, funnily enough, the Holy Spirit didn't give the church phones. But he gave them something much better. Not just the ability to talk with one another, but the ability to talk with God anywhere, anytime, with their Father. It's something we can do at any place. The coverage with prayer is great everywhere, isn't it? Doesn't matter what network you pay for. You can always pray wherever you are. And perhaps it's a bit of a reminder, isn't it, that while we depend on our phones a bit, maybe a bit too much at times, talking to God shows how much we depend on him. So we tell him, don't we, when we pray, how great he is. He's made everything. We tell him that we're thankful for everything we have, because everything we have comes from him. We tell him we're sorry for the things we've done and how we want things to be different. We tell him what we'd love to see in our lives and other people's lives. We talk to him about everything. We depend on him. We say how much we need him. So we value prayer, and we pray whenever we meet, in whatever groups we pray here. And in fact, we want to encourage one another to do that more and more, to pray more, to depend on God more and more, because church is nothing if we don't pray and depend on God. We saw lots of people praying in different languages earlier, and in a couple of moments, Dave's going to come and lead us in prayer. And as we listen and think about those words that Dave says, we pray along, and as we say amen at the end, we all pray along together. But these things are great things that God's Spirit gave the church. The teaching of the Bible, being together, breaking bread, sharing, remembering, and being strengthened by God, and prayer, depending on him, great gifts. And as the church unwrapped and enjoyed those gifts, we read, we see how they loved God more and more, and how they loved one another more and more. They spent time together and shared with one another. How they loved other people more and more. They gave to all those in need. And how God added to their number, how they grew. Maybe I should end by saying that's simply and profoundly what we want to be about here at St. Phil Road. As we enjoy and use those gifts, we listen to Jesus, we're a family together, we share life and break bread together, we pray and depend on God. We're about this life together with Jesus, and we pray and we trust that as we do, we'll love God more and more, we'll love one another more and more, we'll love other people more and more. And God will bring more people here and we'll grow at the heart of this community for everyone's good and for God's glory. Happy Pentecost. May God bless his church. Well, in a moment, Dave's going to come and pray for us, but we're going to watch a short video. This is a great, wee fun video. Play it and sing along with us at Tiny Tots every week. It's Jesus Loves Me. You perhaps know the song, Jesus Loves Me. This I know because the Bible tells me so. Everyone is welcome is the message of the song. So we're going to listen to some Sesame Street-like puppets singing it for you. So maybe as you think about what the church is about, watch and enjoy this two-minute sing-song video. You can sing if you like. Please feel free. But then Dave's going to come and lead us in prayer. Wait.
Boys and girls, it's great to have everyone in together today. Normally, when you go out to the ARC and JCBs, we have prayers of intercession. Intercession's a bit of a funny word, but it really just means praying for other people, bringing people to God's attention. So if you have anyone who you think maybe needs prayer, you could kind of hold them in your mind while I pray. This morning, Ben has been telling us about living together, and he talked about loving God and loving others, and about how we can grow as followers of Jesus. You know, and as we get older and our bodies change and we get a bit bigger, our faith in Jesus can also grow and develop. So just want to quickly remind you about the book of the Bible that Matthew read so well at the start. It was the book of Acts, and verse 42 said, "The believers spent their time listening to the teaching of the apostles. They shared everything with each other. They ate together and they prayed together." Now, believers is just really followers of Jesus, Christians, people like you and me, and apostles, Well, they were people who knew Jesus really, really well, and they went around the world telling people about Jesus, even after Jesus died on the cross. After church, we're hopefully going to have a picnic together. So we're kind of doing everything that Ben talked about that's in the Bible. We're learning about Jesus. We are going to eat lunch afterwards. And now we're going to pray together. So let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the Bible. We thank you for the way that even though it was written thousands of years ago, it still helps us and teaches us today. Father God, we give thanks for the prayers and the worship rising up to you today from churches all across the world in all sorts of different settings and situations. We pray for friends and family that are struggling right now, Lord. Please look after them. We pray for anyone in hospital now, even people we don't know. We remember anyone who is going to get important treatment soon, or anyone who has just had treatment and is recovering. Look after them, Lord, and whatever they're going through, we pray that you can make them feel better soon. We pray for anyone in our country, or anyone around the world, Lord, that is having money troubles. We pray for anyone that does not have enough. And we ask you to send them the support they need. We remember anyone hurting because of war or famine, Lord, or because they've lost a loved one. And we pray for politicians, people in power, and anyone that can make a difference. We pray that they are encouraged to do whatever they can to help and to make a positive change. Finally, Lord, as the Queen celebrates her Platinum Jubilee, we thank you for being part of her life and her reign as Queen. We thank you for her faith and her example. And we ask you to look after her as she continues to encourage others. Thank you, Lord, for hearing all our prayers. Amen. We're going to close our service by singing together once more. We're going to stand and sing When I Was Lost.
I'm
Well, folks, lovely to see you this morning. Great to have you with us. If you are visiting, please do stay around. There's tea and coffee and buns, I think, served outside. Bring your picnic lunch out and enjoy that. Or if you're feeling it a little nippy outside, I can't believe that. But if you're feeling it, there's the coffee bar, there's the hub we use in here. Do make yourselves at home and enjoy that together. Guys, if you are using the slide, enjoy that. But you do have a parent present with you. Parents, do be present if your children are using them. Well, not if they're grown up, but if they're grown up and they're using them, you should probably just have a word with them. But enjoy outside. In a moment, I'm going to say the words of the grace, and then we're going to end for a one-off. We're going to end as we end as they end in tiny tots with a little tune, "See You Later, Alligator." I challenge you not to sing that throughout lunch. It's the catchiest tune you've ever heard, and then we'll have the blessing after that. But before any of that, let me end with these words. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forevermore. Amen.